K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Cameron.
Hi, what are you doing?
Hey, nothing much. Just calling in. I work at a pet store, so the kitties are all sleeping.
Oh, nice.
What's up?
Okay, so I need your help. I volunteered at an animal shelter, and one time this guy walked in. He's so cute. He's pretty tall, and he wanted to buy some dog food, and then we started talking, and he also volunteers there at a different time. But anyway, he asked me to dinner, and we went to Newport Aquarium, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so we went back to my place to watch a movie. He was really nice. I really liked him, but he suddenly just left, and I haven't heard or seen him since.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not good.
I know. I'm so bummed by it. I haven't even seen him buy dog food. I thought I'd at least see him, you know, when I was volunteering or at work or whatever, but no, nothing.
Shall we get on it, Fry,
yeah,
for her?
Well, what we can do is we can help you out. Here's what we'll do. What's this gentleman's name?
His name's Chad.
You sound very excited about Chad. We'll put you on hold. We're going to grab his phone number off the air. We will call him for you. And it's all a matter if he picks up or not. But if he does, we'll have him on the air and see what he's got to say about you in about 8 to 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Cameron, what kind of movie were you guys going to watch?
Oh, have you guys seen Hotel for Dogs? It sounds dumb because I'm like 31 years old, but it's so darling. It's so cute.
I have not seen that.
Well, that makes sense. She would like that.
All right, hold on. We're pushing the last number here. We'll see if we get him, okay?
Okay. I'm nervous.
No, be real quiet.
Hello, this is Chad.
Hi there, Chad. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
They always sound like that,
hello,
don't they?
Oh, yeah.
We just need a few moments of your time.
Okay.
Chad, what we're trying to do is help somebody out. We got to talk to a friend of yours that you may become acquaintances, and she was curious what happened. You sound like a very nice young lady. Your name was Cameron, called us and said you guys went out, but she said you don't see you anymore buying dog food or can't get a hold of you.
Crickets.
Was wondering what you were thinking about her.
Oh, God. Oh, Cameron. She's definitely cute in, like, a librarian kind of way. And it was nice, like, first of all, it was nice that we met in, like, a normal place because we volunteer at that same shelter. And, like, I got a new dog, and he wasn't liking the food, so I kept coming back in, and we started talking. But, like, you know, instead of, like, meeting at a bar or something. And then we went out. I asked her out. She said yes, so I'm excited. And then we go to the Newport Aquarium. You know, first we got the penguin parade, then the frog. As soon as we went to the clownfish exhibit, she just starts talking about Mr. Sprinkles, like, all the time. Which is fine. I have a dog. I love animals.
Mr.
You know.
Sprinkles? Is that a fish?
What's Mr. Sprinkles?
It's her cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I saw a photo. You know, she kept showing me photos. She's super cute, but she, like, kept calling him her furry kid.
Oh, well.
And then she, like, kept fidgeting with the locket on her neck.
Okay. Nervous.
You know,
yeah,
she's nervous. We're having fun. We're having a good conversation when we're not talking about her cat. So we went to the restaurant afterwards. She kept mentioning Mr. Sprinkles. Everything reminded her of Mr. Sprinkles. But okay, fine. She invites me to watch a movie. It was some dog movie or something. But I'm like, okay. So we go over there. And as soon as I walk in the door, it's like there's photos of her cat everywhere. 4x6, 10x12, like huge ones over the mantle.
Just furry
Mr.
Kid.
Sprinkles was everywhere. And then she asks me if I want to watch a video of Mr. Sprinkles she posted on YouTube.
She's proud of him.
Yeah,
which is fine. I get it. I have a dog, you know. Like, I totally love animals. So I'm like, yeah, I want to watch it, but where's Mr. Sprinkles? I want to meet the famous Mr. Sprinkles. And then she tears up. This is the weirdest, God, I feel bad even saying. But so I asked to meet him, and she starts tearing up. And then she points to her locket and says, right here.
What?
What?
Yeah. And then she says, I've carried his ashes for years.
It's in the locket?
Oh, no!
Years. not even last month, like years. And then she gets hysterical, starts talking about how much she misses him, starts crying, and runs off into the bathroom.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
That's sad.
And I mean, you know, this just kind of got weird from there, so we... it's probably easier not to go on a second date.
Well, what happened?
Yeah, if it gets weirder from there, we want to hear it.
I mean, did you leave her or what?
No, I feel like a horrible person. I feel I've already said too much.
Come on, Chad. She wants to know.
Yeah, she called us asking for the help, so we're just trying to figure it out for her.
She really doesn't know?
No, she just thinks you didn't call her and you left abruptly, right?
No, I mean, I'm in West Carrollton. She was 15 minutes away. Like, it was good. Everything was perfect. But so she ran to the bathroom, right? And then I accidentally knocked over a vase that was on her mantle.
Okay.
Whoops.
And, like, but this huge cloud of dust flies out of it.
Uh-oh.
And then
No.
Yeah, guys. I look at the vase, and it says Mr. Sprinkle.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Say it. Say it, Chad.
It's the cat's ashes.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
Are you sure? What'd you do? What'd you do?
I freaked out. It's so gross. And, like, she's already crying. She might kill me if I don't do something. So I try to scoop some of the back into the vase.
No, you touched it.
Got some more under the rug.
No.
Trying to hide the I thought she might kill me, guys. Like, and I swear, there was cat fur all over the place. Although the cat's dead, I was, like, itching. And
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Cat. I had to get out of there. I feel bad.
What kind of a jerk does that? Are you serious? You spilled Mr. Sprinkle?
Chad,
kind of an evil person does that?
You know who that is?
You disturbed the resting place.
I recognize that crying voice from anywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry, Sherman, but you're crazy. You're crazy. You can't take this.
He put some back in.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, my God. It's so disrespectful.
Is he there?
Chad?
I think he hung up.
I can't believe he wouldn't at least tell me.
Cameron.
Oh.
He probably just felt so bad.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be freaked out, too. He's gone, though. His line's dead.
Yeah, he's gone. Oh, we're sorry.
Aww.
My poor kitty.
You're going to find another. Well, you're at an animal shelter. There's lots of kitties that need loving moms.
And there'll be another guy that comes in there.
Sorry, guy, don't you have a cat?
I have two cats. But...
Now, Chad is gone, but, you know, we could get some of your friends together and give her that limo and dinner.
Yeah.
A limo?
Yeah.
A limo.
Yeah.
Dinner?
Yeah. You could take your friends, you know?
Yeah, make it a big night out.
Yeah, don't worry about Chad.
Wait. Fry, would you go with me?
Oh.
We will get a bunch of people. Nancy can come with us and we'll all go.
No, I want you.
Well,
I think I'll call Chad up. Yeah. See what he's doing.
Yeah. There you go. See?
Oh, he's a kitty filler.
Aww.
We'll see what we can do about Fry, okay?